the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast, where it's all about getting real around all things coaching.
And what we know for sure is that what got you here won't get you there.
You can't see the spinach in your own teeth.
And finally, hang on, because this one's really deep. Once you realize that you are the traffic, everything makes complete and unadulterated sense.
All right, Karen, you know it. I know that you know it. What is the question that you want to ask everybody right now?
I want to ask everybody, what have you learned about yourself since our last podcast? And I got to tell you, Jen, I want to know what they learned about the world.
Yes, I know. You always throw the two together. So it's a double combo. What did you learn about yourself? And what did you learn about the world?
And what did you learn about life?
Life. And what did you learn about yourself and the world in life? Anyway,
I feel like you're going to start singing or something right now.
Well, it actually is great. It's about the art of the question. And one of the things that Karen and I really want to talk about on today's podcast is, it's that, are you asking the right questions? Is the world asking the right questions? We mainly care about you because this is all about self-responsibility, right? So our position here is, what are you doing to learn more, listen more, and to get curious, and then to go take action and commit a change? The interesting thing is, we were watching the news the other week, and the big question of the day was around something. I'm like, is that even the right question? Is that even the question that really we're looking for the answer? So I'm going to give some examples of questions that we don't feel are really going to get us the right answers. So an example is that I've heard this time and time and time again is, why isn't leadership taking a stand and bringing us together? That's a question we've heard, well beyond this month. But in general, we've been hearing that question. That's not the right question. The right question is, who is a leader that can take a stand and bring us together? Totally a different question.
You know what, though, too, Jen, if we're going to sit here and say, let's talk responsibility or self-responsibility, my question would be, how can I be the leader that is going to facilitate change? You know, how can I step up and do something different that's going to move the needle to the direction that where we actually need to go? So I think that so much of this is to hold up the mirror and ask yourself, what is it that you're going to do? So I mean, no secret, I love being a leader. I've been a leadership junkie for years and years and years. And this is just about responsibility. And if the question is, who's going to be a leader? Screw that. Who's going to be a leader? I'm going to be a freaking leader.
Yeah. Well, and I think so, that's the thing. So when we watch the news and we ask questions to the TV out loud, you know, we've all like, what are they thinking? What are they doing? Why does he behave that way? Like all of those kind of yell at the TV kinds of questions. Are those even the right questions? So I love it that it does come down to yourself and self-responsibility. And what questions are you asking yourself?
And because, you know, it's that old saying that if you want to get better answers, you need to ask yourself better questions, you know, and I think that the art of the question is so lost, especially when we get frustrated, especially when, you know, you are bombarded with so much different information and so many people asking the wrong questions. It's just like, well, that question isn't helping. And that question isn't getting me towards a solution. That question is just focusing on what's wrong. And this isn't my rose-colored glasses again. This is about, let's figure out the questions that are going to get us to where we need to be. Let's ask ourselves the questions that are going to actually have us moving forward. Let's ask us the questions that are going to focus on solutions. And I'm not saying we can't like to not acknowledge that there's issues and that there's problems. But if all of our questions are focused on problems, what's the likelihood we're going to get to solutions?
Yeah, I think that any questions that start out with why don't they, Yeah. Why doesn't he? Why doesn't she? How come they? Is not a good question, right? There are other questions you can ask if you really, truly want to find out that answer. Those are tough questions, especially when we don't have access to people to ask it to, right? So it's more about how do we change that. So I love to always ask myself, what question needs to be answered? That's a great first question, right? So where am I confused that I personally need clarity around? Being able to ask a curious question about something. One of the things that I've noticed that has been sort of people's way of getting their message across is random facts, right? So you take an issue and then you throw back facts. This happened, that happened. This has been going on, whatever. Doesn't matter what the topic is. Doesn't matter what the situation is. It's the answer becomes about the facts as opposed to the art of a dialogue with the questions. Because I think that facts, data, statistics, research, I guess, or real life situations that are happening, those may explain something, but they don't always answer questions.
Yeah, and I think too that depending on where you get your answers from, that those answers come with a point of view, right? And if there's anything that we've seen in the last, you know, couple months here, is that you can find one end of the spectrum to the other end of the spectrum. It depends on what it is you're looking for. So the facts can get actually really kind of watered down. And I feel like sometimes just the way that you just said that, Jen, a lot of times it almost makes people try to go into defending whatever it is they believe in versus being open enough to see what else there actually might be.
Yeah. So what are the questions that you're asking? What are the questions that are helping you get the clarity that you need? What is the question that's going to help you expand your own spectrum of what you believe?
And Jen, just to wrap up this month on this whole racial justice topic that we talked about, I think that right in the beginning we talked about in our first podcast, we started with ask questions. And you know that I love challenges. And I want to just throw that challenge out there to everybody to ask those questions and to listen and to learn and to take self-responsibility and to really commit and make a commitment to take action. And some of you have heard me say this time and time again, if you're going to look at a scale of 1 to 10 and you want to ask yourself, what's your level of commitment to take that action? If it's not a 10, you have to ask yourself, why the hell aren't I a 10 right now? And make yourself a 10 and take that action.
And that's the right kind of question to ask.
Hell yeah. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast. Craving more in-depth discussions? Check out the Get Real Inner Circle with our no BS in crowd of coaches.
Join live coaching discussions, breakdowns of coaching calls, and have some fun while you're at it.
You're going to want to go to kickstartyouredge.com/innercircle. It's time to get real.